Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
State Capitol of Bismarck for What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program. House Majority Leader Al Carlson here to take your questions or comments on week two of the legislative session. And our telephone numbers are 701-258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening on 550 KFIRE on AM 1100 The Flag, on KTGO 1090 Boomin to the Bakken, or KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, 800-228-0550. Or emails always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, when you call either of those numbers, you have two options. You can press 1, and that'll allow you to leave a message, question, comment, whatever. We'll get it. Or press 2, and you can chat with us live on the air today on the program. Al Carlson is here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Things are busy around here.
By the way, we should report that if you don't have to come to the Capitol today, you might not want to, because there's some sort of, you know, kind of 24-hour blood rolling around, more on the House side than the Senate side, I understand.
Right? Oh, yeah, we had about 25 people by the end of the day that were gone yesterday. And I don't even want to talk about what their symptoms were.
Yeah, not pretty.
No, it was bad.
Yeah, but it took a few folks out, I understand. It's kind of the talk of the Capitol today that, hey,
Governor had it, and of course it was right after the governor had a reception at his house, so we all blamed the food. But it wasn't the food.
It wasn't the food. We know that, huh?
No.
Because some folks that had the food were okay.
They weren't even there. Some that got it weren't even there. So
okay,
it wasn't that.
It wasn't food.
No. But he had it as well, and so it was kind of yesterday, things, the meetings were canceled, and various events that we just couldn't get done. We conducted business, but it slowed things down a little bit.
So anyway, a little state capital flu bug. Glad it hasn't caught up with you yet.
I'm taking everything you could possibly take to fight it off.
You got too darn much to do. So dollars is always, you know, the big driver, right? I mean, how much money you're going to ultimately have to expend, what the dollars are going to look like, largely, I assume, driven in this case by a commodity known as oil that is a talk of the world right now. What's the latest? What do you know?
You know, we're really analyzing that, because the governor, in his defense, had to put together a budget starting last July. And he built a budget for the next biennium based on the price of oil being between $74, increasing to $82 over the biennium between 15 and 17. Well, today we're at $48. That's the market price when you look at the index, but really what you get in North Dakota is closer to 35 after transportation and deducts. So that's a long ways off of $74. And so we need to take a good hard look. By no means is the sky falling. You know, every day people call, say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, first thing you do is you get accurate information. You talk to industry, you talk to the tax experts, you talk to the regulators, you find out. We find out that there's about 780 wells sitting out there ready to frack. You know, are they going to frack them or not frack them? We don't know that. But it's not as economic when it costs them millions of dollars to frack them if the price of oil is at $35 in their pocket. So we don't know. Some of us are going to be, you know, rather subjective, trying to figure out as best we can where that revenue will go. But that revenue picture, when you anticipate collecting $8 billion of oil revenue during the next biennium, and we have some various triggers in place that are hard to explain but have a pretty drastic reduction in the amount of tax that we collect on the oil, when that number could drop by billions, not millions, by billions, you have to be very sure that you don't run government out of money and that you don't overspend. And you know what? That's a good exercise in scrutinizing everything you do. Because we're still better off than every other state in the country, even with our price oil down. But you add to that, Scott, the fact that our agricultural commodities, which is still a huge driver for North Dakota, are very low right now compared to where they were. You look at that side, you look at the oil side, you look at the fact that we collect income tax on everybody working, and if they're not everybody working, that number goes down. Sales tax. There's about $300,000 worth of sales tax revenue that affected on each and every well that's drilled in North Dakota. Well, if you're now going to be at every rig is drilling a well a month, and if that rig count goes from 180, and today it's 158. Experts tell us it might go to 120. Well, that's a difference. So we just need to get our hands around that so that we budget properly. Are we still going to fund the priorities? You bet we are. You know, we're going to adjust things to, we have a request for 320 new employees. We have $350 million worth of new building requests. We have $75 million for this and $100 million for that. There's a lot of requests out there that we're going to have to scrutinize very well and prioritize. And it's good for us to do that.
Do you anticipate a reduction in the rate of growth, or do you anticipate, because we've had off the chart, growth year over year, just unbelievable. So is it a case of, okay, let's pare this back to, expecting a lot less, or do you expect in total expenditures to hold even or even go backwards?
Well, I think that overall the expenditures for general government will probably be fairly close to the same or up a little bit. Just because you have salaries to compete with yet, because not everybody's going to quit working in North Dakota. We're still going to have very low unemployment. The smart thing would be to move these guys where they're not drilling a well, to put them into all the infrastructures we need, put them to work building roads and buildings and those kind of things. And a lot of those guys, hopefully they stay here with their families and don't go back. And this is a blip in the road. I've talked to many, many people over the last few weeks. And there is the general consensus, Scott, is that the price of oil is going to stay down for a while. Nobody will tell you what it's going to be because they don't know. But this could be anywhere from a 6-month to a 2-year event. But we still have what they call the honey hole. This is where the producers want to be because we have the best play in the country.
And from all the indications I've got, you have developers still bully, right? I mean, the private sector dollars are still coming in, still want to see it happen, and probably watching state government to say, hey, you guys still in on this deal, but for that very reason, that this is a big deal for generations, and the current oil price environment is a blip in the road. That having said, I know some hearings are going to happen on the Senate side about something that ultimately will come to the Senate for this jumpstart funding.
Jumpstart, the surge, whatever you want to call it.
Right, and now those are dollars that are already in a kitty, right?
Well, not all of them. And they're going to have to make so few adjustments on that because they were based on projections till the end of the biennium at $70 to $74 oil. Well, that oil has been long, well below 74 for a time. So we anticipated the SIF fund, the Strategic Investment Fund, was going to be funding most of that fund of the surge money. We thought that'd be a little over $1 billion, and that might be down in the 750 to 800 million range because of the fact that has declined enough that the money flowing in there is going to be a little less. Is that still a lot of money? You bet. Are there still going to be some dollars sent out early? You bet. But we just have to make sure we get that number right.
So that's my question. You know, when you talk about, the formula change designed to get more dollars to the community so they can keep up with this growth, you still have housing needs, you still have roads and infrastructure and everything. A lot of that's still happening. These wells are still being serviced. Do you back off at all, or do you keep the pedal to the metal on building out of that infrastructure, knowing this is a long-term play?
Well, there's no way that you're going to continue this play even when the prices rebound unless you continue to invest in the infrastructure. Now, that level might have to slow up a little bit, but we're not going to not do it. And I guess the key is what we need to do is get it right, because the last thing that the governor wants or that the legislature wants is that 6 months we're back here, when this doesn't rebound and there's a more negative effect than we anticipated, and we're back here allotting things. And by law, we don't have enough money to fund it all, so we've got to come back and start making some drastic cuts. We would rather look at it as, and I'm more of a guy that says, I believe this, I'm an optimist. I think that this thing will go down, it's going to come back up, because it's here for 25 years. But the point is, be smart when you're doing it. And if we don't have all the money today and those prices rebound, I think we build a budget with triggers in it that says when this rebounds, all these things continue to happen at a higher level. But do it so you're not putting yourself in a box that you can't keep.
Karen in Fargo, question for Al Carlson, 800-228-0550. Questions or comments, welcome today on the program, live from the state capital of Bismarck. Go ahead, Karen, what's your question?
2 years ago, you tried to pass a law about the trigger. I think it's 5 months in a row at less than, I don't know, $55. Then there's
yep, you're pretty darn close to those numbers.
So I'd like you to discuss that.
And not just 2 years ago, but the session even prior to that, you've looked at reforming the tax and removing the complexity, which would have taken off the trigger. Karen's question, I guess, with the hindsight of 2020, would you wish that had happened, and do you expect any reform on the triggers now?
Well, you see, well, there's multiple phases to that, but we did have, that became a very political item. It didn't come a good tax policy item last time. And my party in particular was criticized by the minority party as all these big breaks for oil. But now the same people that want to spend that money are finding out that the trigger is going to take that money away. So the atmosphere is different today. But I'm different in that regard, is that we made a promise to those oil companies. We didn't take it away. That's the policy they're living under. So that trigger is going to happen. And until that trigger has run its course, we should not to look at adjusting that oil tax.
And, of course, those dollars can be invested, right?
I mean, absolutely. But should we discuss good tax policy and not have triggers and different rates? Probably should have that discussion. But when they've built their business plan on not only low oil, but the fact they got a break on the tax, you can't take it away from them.
More coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Past the hour, continuing our conversation with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. We're live at the State Capitol of Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address if you want to send in an email note, comment, question. Again, telephone calls welcome as well for Al while he's here. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Love for you to check out their website at highplainsapache.com. New and used sprayers there. You'll find out more about that new ET Ag Center, which is the source for 50,000 of the most name brand items in the application industry. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer, but they have parts for all sprayers. In fact, even on the used side, some new and used used of both brands. But on the parts side, you have a sprayer, and you need a part. Anything in the application industry, chances are they're going to have it. If they don't, they'll have it to you in a day or two. They're in Mandan, they're in Fargo, and they're online at highplainsapache.com, one of our fine sponsors of What's on Your Mind. So just to finish on Karen's point on the triggers, bottom line is, you know, past reforms, didn't happen, and the triggers are what they are, and you're dealing with them, and the industry should deal with them as though the current taxation is going to remain in place.
You bet, and I think that that taxation, the triggers, you was right. It lowers that tax. It deals with the oil extraction tax, and it takes it basically from 6.5 to zero. But then there's a 1% clawback kind of thing in there, so you'd really be paying about a 6% rate when they're done instead of 11.5. And that's a huge difference in the two rates. But you have to realize that most of the formulas come out of the extraction tax. So our Water Resources Trust Fund, which gets 20% of that tax, will go from $1 billion to less than to about $100 million.
Are we learning a lesson here that we're too dependent on you know, a commodity, in this case oil, too dependent on the oil revenue?
I think the smartest thing we did is back when Senator Stenjib and I worked on, and we've been criticized for building silos, whether you call them silos or whatever you call them, buckets full of money. But we only put $300 million of the oil money in the general fund. That was the smartest thing we did, because had we rolled that all in there, we would have spent to a level we couldn't maintain. But now that we set it aside in an investment fund, in the water fund, in the disaster relief fund, those funds can be used for their intended purpose. And if there's not money in there, that money's not going to be spent. But we still have to turn the lights on here. We still have to provide all our human services expenses. And today we have almost $3 billion of commitment to higher ed, to education, about $1 billion to higher ed, and almost $2 billion to K-12. Those are commitments. But how do you walk away from those? The answer is you don't. So we have commitments that have to be met, and sure we use a lot of the oil, but it was one time things for a lot of that oil money, and we've got some buckets that are too full. You know, the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which we've used once for a few dollars, is going to have $700-800 million in it now. And that was meant to say that when the state didn't keep its commitment the second year of a biennium, we'd use some of that money to pay the student aid money that the state sends. Well, we should put a cap on that, and that money should be used properly for something else. And we'll have to make some changes on things like that, because who thought these funds would grow to that level? And with all this activity, nobody would have anticipated that.
So, obviously, there's going to be a lot less dollars, though, in total. Right?
A lot less dollars. We don't know how many yet. We're working really hard to figure that out.
But somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, $4 or $5 billion less?
Well, I think that you're talking at least $4 billion less if the triggers kick in. And every indication is today that when that price hits that $55 mark, which we've been below for a while already, that trigger is going to kick in and that extraction tax is going to go way down.
So what will not happen that folks thought was going to happen? Is it going to be, you know, can you do the tax relief you want to do? Can you do the, you know, what will be the casualty of that drastic reduction?
Well, you're going to see a lot of the one-time things are going to be gone. We have $350 million, Scott, in this budget for new buildings. And we're going to, in the med school, we need to complete. I mean, we understand that extra $60 million has to be spent. You can't build half a med school. But all these other projects, in my opinion, should go in a bucket with a trigger on them saying they don't happen. But if this revenue rebounds faster than we think, then these things could come out of the bucket and be funded.
I see the number of bills is down a bit.
No.
Up a bit.
It's up about 25 in the House, and we've got 1 week. Monday is our last deadline.
What do we read from that?
Well,
what does that tell you?
It tells me that things are still a lot of ideas. Oh, I tell you what, we have no shortage of good ideas. But I don't know that it tells you much of anything other than that the legislators are active in their districts, and a lot of these are being brought from home. Some of them have no chance of passing. Some of them are pretty good ideas. But in the end, I would guess that we'll pass about the same amount of bills we always have. About 60% of those bills will go away, and about 40 to 45% of them will pass.
What's out there that folks aren't talking about that they should be? I mean, obviously,
I think a big issue that, and I've preached this from the beginning. They said, what are going to be the hot buttons of the issue? Obviously, infrastructure funding and our revenue picture. But another thing that people have kind of slid under the radar that's going to be big is Common Core. I mean, there are people who are engaged in this, and I believe there's going to be a lot of heated discussion over that program. And I think this is the place to have it. You know, and
Judging by the emails going back and forth, there already is some sparring going on.
Well, we've got a few people that should stay out of it that are in it, but I personally have a hard time understanding why GNDA wants to fight over Common Core, but that's just me. I mean, we're pretty business oriented in this state, and I'm not sure that's an area to be in. I think that higher education will get a lot of scrutiny in terms of yesterday's events, where the chairman did not want to stand before in the Senate.
Will that help?
I think it clears the deck a little bit, but I think we need to, both sides need to sit down and say, you know, we need more results from the $1 billion we're investing in this, and whether it be better communication between the two sides. I don't know if that works very well. I mean, we need to not be at odds. We need to try and work together, and we need to be student-centered. We need to get off of this kingdom building, and we need to worry about how the kids come out of here and if they're providing the workforce we want.
Larry Travlin has a question for Al Carlson. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Larry, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Say, Al, I have a question. You know, we're dealing with this budget and everything else, but we've got some social woes in North Dakota that don't get addressed by our legislature. And one, there keeps coming up these initiated measures on child custody and support and visitation. And every time it gets beat down on a vote, the legislature promises, oh, we'll address that during the next session. And they're just mum on it. Is there any bills coming up on that? And, you know, we've got a problem with our family structure in this world, especially the United States now. And a lot of the things that are going on now in North Dakota don't help build good, strong families, and they cause a lot of resentment between the parents, a lot of violence, hard feelings, and it affects the children psychologically for the rest of their lives. And I think it's time we address some of that stuff.
You know, there are bills that are in dealing with. We've always it's always been a very touchy issue to address child support. You know, they get hung up on deadbeat dads, and there are some, but there's a lot of good ones. And this shared parenting thing was very difficult. The people said they didn't want to do it when it was put on the ballot. The legislature will continue to make sure that as best we can, we keep it here. And getting back to like the student centered for college, we need to make sure that we keep those kids in mind when we're dealing with these family bills. And there are some out there coming through. Whether they go enough far enough for you, I'm not sure.
Larry,
it's our job to keep working on them.
Larry, appreciate the call. Bill waiting. I have a question too on taxes, on the income tax proposal you have. So we'll talk about that when we come back with Al Carlson.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What's on your mind? Chat with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. In week two of the legislative session, questions or comments, welcome. Bill in Minto has a question for you. You're up next on What's on Your Mind. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, here's my question. Do you think it's time now that farm employees in the state of North Dakota should be covered by workman's compensation?
My answer to that is that they've always been able to be covered, but it was a choice of the employer, the farmer. I know some farmers who cover their people, and I know a lot of them who don't. In my opinion, in that business, everybody should be covered. Mandating it, I don't think, is an easy sell around here, but my advice to every farmer is you should be carrying it if you got employees, because you're in a high-risk business.
Right, and see, what a lot of people don't realize, employees, you know, especially, when they get hurt on the job, for all practical purposes, unless they want to bring a lawsuit against their employer, they got no coverage.
Absolutely, and that's why I encourage everybody to do it. But we've tried over the years and talked about mandating it. Anybody that employs anybody, it hasn't gone very far. But I tell you, these guys that are hiring them, their liability, in my opinion, is great.
I agree 100%. Another what a lot of people don't realize, they take time off from their regular job to help a farmer for hauling beets, springs work, whatever the case may be. If they get hurt and they can't get back to the regular job, they get nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Okay, well, we're on the same page, and that's what counts. I hope people out there realize that if they get hurt, you know, working for a farmer, they can be in the deep trouble financially.
Yep, and not every farmer does carry it, but there are a certain number that do because they're aware of the liability.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's see here. Was there a bill introduced? This came from an email. Was there a bill introduced that would gift $5,000 to every child born in North Dakota at a certain age? Would you be able to clarify this language and give me some information on it?
I've never seen the bill unless it's in the Senate. There is nothing like that in the House. We have a gifting, an anti-gifting part of our Constitution. We cannot write a check like Alaska does to our citizens. I'm not aware of any effort to change that.
There was some chatter about a big idea similar to other states where there'd be an effort to tie higher ed to staying here for the workforce. Or, you know, obviously those are big dollar items. You know, any of those big ideas that haven't been on the table before, probably in this revenue environment, not going to go very far. Are
well, there's a bill in to give free tuition to North Dakotans, and it was $75 million price tag. I would think that when you take a good hard scrutiny at that, it's going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah. Let's see. Another question came in off the air from Ray and Mandan for Al Carlson. Others welcome, by the way, 800-228-0550. One more segment here for Al Carlson. So if you have a question or comment, get it on in. 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll it. Do You got that one, Todd? From Ray? You tell me when you're ready.
I'm down at the moment.
Okay, all right. A little technical glitch there. So you'd let us know when that one's ready to go in the question. It's a short one. Had another question about the civics test requirement. Yep. And that's, understand, passed out of committee, right?
Passed out of committee.
Good idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I'm a former history teacher, so I like it. I just went in and told them they got to raise the standard because when I was teaching, 60% with an F.
I caught that, too. Aren't we dumbing things down just a little bit?
And the thing is, we got to expect more out of our kids.
Joe, West Fargo for Al Carlson. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I just was listening to you, and you referred to it's unconstitutional to make direct payments to the citizens with the surplus dollars.
Yep.
How can it be any different when the Teachers Association wants the state to pour in a bunch of money to shore up their retirement accounts, so surplus dollars are going to just a few thousand certain people?
Well, that's because that is not constitutional, but that has been statutory for years. The establishment, the liability has the state has liability for our pension funds because of the way they're established and managed through the state entities. So that is different in the fact that we have a state obligation to manage those funds that puts us on the hook. We have a participatory agreement in those, and that same with state employees, and we do have an obligation to shore them up.
I would think that should be matching funds by them then, wouldn't it?
Well, in most cases it is by the teachers. We have a little harder time with the state employees getting them to contribute more because over the years the legislature, in its infinite wisdom before my time, traded paying more of their retirement in terms of instead of giving them raises. And therefore, we're contributing most of the retirement money to the to that side. Last time, we did increase their contribution by 1%. There's a proposal to do that again this time to shore it up.
Thank you.
Joe, thanks for the call. Tony Williston for Al Carlson at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I'd like to know what part of the oil extraction tax does the landowner pay? I mean, do they pay the same as the oil company do?
Well, it only because you get a proportional share of the oil revenue, of the cost of the oil. Therefore, that's taxed, and you pay the same basic proportion. Plus, there's an income tax that we withhold now on that we've never done before. It was always owed the income tax, but now we require the companies to withhold it. So, yes, you could, in my opinion, it would be the same proportion as the tax we have because that affects what you get.
Does that go away also then when the trigger's pulled?
Well, you'll receive less money, but there'll be less tax paid.
So the oil company gets a break on the taxes. They don't have to pay it, but the landowner still does.
No. It's the same. The tax relates to the price of oil, and that relates to your agreement you've signed as a landowner that's getting a royalty payment. And usually that would be in the agreement that's originally signed. I'm not sure exactly how they read, but in my opinion, it's a flow-through. Whatever is reduced to them is reduced to you. But I can't speak with a great deal of expertise on that.
I mean, I appreciate the call, Tony. I could actually argue that, again, you know, the break-even is what's being factored in here. Where is their all of their costs are factoring in where do they drill and do they drill, do they not drill, right?
Yep.
So if the trigger trips, the big one, that's going to improve their break even. That could mean more drilling activity. In the case of a royalty owner, it'd be a good thing.
Well, yeah, it would be a good thing, except that the price, they'll say, I'm not drilling because it's too expensive at $9 million a well.
Right. I mean, but it's going the right direction for them because it's less expense.
Yeah.
Right? But, it doesn't mean they're going to do it, but it does factor that in.
You know, the sky is not falling. This is a tax policy that we left in place, didn't adjust, and now the reality of it has to be dealt with.
Let's talk about tax policy. You, before the session, said, I want to lower over a period of time, income taxes down to nil, personal income taxes, same with corporate income taxes in North Dakota. Can we still do that?
Well, we're going to try and do that because we have an obligation on the property tax already to either do something different or to continue what we're doing by adding more money into the school funding. Those things were both in the governor's budget. Mine was more aggressive than his. We're going to attempt to, as we sort through these numbers, to make that part of the equation because what we need to do is make sure we keep our spending in line. Instead of letting our spending get out of line, because that'll take away those programs.
To do what you've done on property tax relief, what's the number this time?
Well, it's going to be, we're going to be at $2 billion on educational funding, whereas last time we were about 1.7. So there's an increase because our per pupil payments go up. So it's up about $300 million, if my math is correct there. And that's going to stay in place. But there also is a direct payment that I put in last time of 12% that you'll see on your tax statement. State paid 12% reduction. And actually, that's the only true tax relief you're getting, because everything else is tied to education, which is tied to the valuation of your house. And if the valuation goes up, it doesn't make any difference what we send back. You're probably going to get less tax relief than before on your property. But the 12% will be on whatever the total tax is on your home.
But at the end of the day, the tax relief that citizens have been getting from the legislature on property tax relief, you see staying in place at the similar level, plus a fighting chance at income tax and corporate reductions.
Absolutely. And we still we made the commitment into property tax. And it would be it'd probably get hung on Main Street if that all of a sudden went away. But we need to still look at tax reform. How do we hold this level so it's not constantly on the increase? And that's got to be, we've got to have a little courage to do that. We've always backed down when we've come to caps and percentages and dollars, and we've been squeamish because the counties have said, leave us alone, local control. But the number one issue in the taxpayer, the one that he hates the most, is if you own a piece of property, you still don't like property tax.
Let's circle back to Ray in Mandan, who had that question. Go ahead and roll Ray's question.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. Say, L. Carlson, well, I don't know, it's probably a question for everybody. How much money does the oil company make from a gallon of gas? Is it 3 cents, 2 cents, 6 cents, or what? How much does the oil company make?
You know, I can't tell you that, because he's not the end product. He's way down the food chain. He's just the producer. Now, the refiner, I don't know what the refiner makes, but that question would relate to the refiner. But how much does an oil guy make on an investment of his well compared to how many barrels he pumps out of it? I would think that the number I've heard is that most of them are trying to get in that 20% return area on their investment as they go forward. So I can't tell you that, because that's a refining question.
I talked to a farmer who happens to be a legislator. I won't say his name, but he told me that his farm alone, just since the price of fuel has come down, has saved that particular operation, just one operation, $150,000 already. So there is a positive side to that price coming down, a ripple effect across the economy, isn't there?
Well, you absolutely, because every dollar that somebody keeps in their pocket instead of paying for energy is a dollar that's going to get recycled. Business is going to buy another truck for their fleet. A business is going to hire another couple employees. The guy at home is going to be able to either buy a bigger house or a nicer car, or he's going to upgrade other things that he has because he has some extra revenue. There's a lot of pluses to this too. Now, we just have to make sure that in the end, Scott, the key to all this is that the state has the authority to tax oil. What we need to make sure is, with long-term this play, 25 years, that we have a consistent and fair tax policy. That should be our goal, because this was our wake-up call, that there's some real fluctuations here in this commodity. So a wake-up call is, it needs to be fair and to be consistent, and then we have good tax policy.
Less than a minute left. How will you judge the success of this session?
The success of the session is if we fund our priorities, and that we make sure that our tax policy is fair, and that we don't overburden our citizens, that we still make North Dakota a business-friendly state where people want to live and do business. And if we do that, you know, the government's pretty simple, Scott. You can do two things. You can do something to you or for you. I would much favor one that we dealt with the government that didn't do something to you but for you.
And pretty quick here, do you have a sense of having a handle on what you believe that number will be that you have to expend?
No, you know, I would say that it could be anywhere between 30% and 40% less, but that's just a guess today.
And when are you going to zero in on our target number?
We're hoping by the end of next week. What we need to do is give our appropriators some guidelines here, because right now they're working off a budget that's way higher than what we realize we're going to get. So we need to be able to go to work on that.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Anytime, Scott.
House Majority Leader Al Carlson, our guest from the Capitol today on What's On Your Mind. One more segment to go. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Segment of our broadcast from the state capitol today in Bismarck, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. You know what? It's an incredible honor. MyPillow, such a great innovation, received the National Sleep Foundation designation as the official pillow. It's one of the reasons you can get a great deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow right now, savings of 50% when you mention Scott. That's the promo code. You got to give him a buzz at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and you'll get that deal, 50% savings. And by the way, there's other things you can save on. There's body pillows, there's travel pillows, there's pillowcases, there's a pillowpalooza right there at MyPillow.com for you to save on.
You know, that's one of those things you wouldn't think that you could invent a better one.
They did. They did. Yeah. It's like a wheel, right? Wheel's a wheel, pillow's a pillow. No! They
exactly.
It's so good. They have the secret sauce is the patented interlocking fill, and it is patented, you know. So it adjusts to any sleep position. And they figured out a way that this thing just stays cool. There's no tossing. There's no turning. And because it comes with a 10-year warranty, you're going to have it for a while. It won't go flat. It's machine washable, dryable. Just throw it in the wash like you would a pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic, too. So good, they back it up with a 60-night money-back guarantee. So it's a great deal. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. I sleep on this pillow. I love this pillow. Our listeners love this pillow. Trust me. And, you know, the classic, price right. It's not going to break the bank. It's a good deal. MyPillow.com. Give them a call. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Keystone XL pipeline bill is something I wanted to chat about briefly here. There is a story out there about the process in the Senate. They call it the open amendment process. So basically, the Keystone XL pipeline bill will be up, but then they'll have the ability for other folks to put things on the bill that might heighten the chance that the president would sign it. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp, one report suggests, is considering adding the increase in the federal minimum wage to it. Now, this is a pet project of Democrats, and the president loves loves the hike in the in this. So evidently, at a recent conference meeting, Senate Democrats that want the federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 had an idea, and this came from Senator Heitkamp, said Democrats could offer a trade to their Republican colleagues. Tell you what, we're gonna go along with this Keystone XL pipeline deal, but we'll demand from you raise the minimum wage. And this is all inside baseball because it happened at conference meetings. But reports are that her pitch was basically use Keystone as a chit to trade for other things. Okay, and she's suggesting the minimum wage hike. My question is, what do you think of that idea? You know, is the Keystone XL pipeline big enough deal that you go along with holding your nose? It'd be interesting because it put the president in a bit of a dilemma, and the idea is coming from Senator Heitkamp here. So, Scott says, we have a question up on our Facebook page about this. Scott says, every issue ought to be voted on separately. This is the exact reason we end up with bad laws and wasted taxpayer dollars. Kathleen says, sure, she campaigned on that great idea. Dan says, the true colors began to reveal themselves. Yeah, he didn't like the photo we used. Actually, it's not our photo. I'm not real fond of it either, to tell you the truth. But we posted on our Facebook page some commentary on this from the Say Anything blog, and so their photo posts on our Facebook page. And it's one of Senator Heitkamp with a piece of duct tape over her mouth. Yeah, so I don't know why they use these different photos, but
well, it was back to a no hate thing, but yeah, I mean it's taken completely out of context. It looks ridiculous. You're right.
The no hate thing is okay.
Yeah,
we're big on no hate, right?
Right, right. So, the picture's poorly placed for the story. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Too bad exactly. I grabbed that one.
Yeah. Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's an interesting story. This came across the wires. Target is closing all of their stores in Canada. So, Todd, next trip to Canada, no Target shopping for you.
I can't remember the last time I was in Canada, but yeah. Well, the prices there, they couldn't meet with the suppliers and stuff. They couldn't get the prices competitive at all, so...
And I guess this is also Target is explaining this as just, hey, we're going to take a hard look at our business and our operations and improve our performance and transform the company. And this is sort of one of those deals where that one's not performing. So, boom, it's gone. That's business. But anyway, Target being a Minnesota company and a bit of a powerful Midwestern brand now all across the country, thought you might be interested in that today. The debates continue to wage on the issues we mentioned earlier, free tuition at community colleges, proposals in Minnesota and North Dakota on that front. And some folks like them, some folks don't. Patrick says, everything given for free to one person is coming out of the pocket of someone else. And 99% of the time, that is not through voluntary means. Something given is not valued the same as something earned or paid for personally. The other debate that continues is this Democratic-backed bill that would require equal pay for women of state contractors. Good little debate going on that as well. So it's a long way of telling you the show's about to end, but the debate continues online. Plus, we have the What's on Your Mind hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for you to weigh in as well. 855-200-1776. Call it, press 1. Thanks to BNSF Railway, the folks that are hiring thousands of new folks this year. Just wrapped up hiring 400 new folks in North Dakota. Need more. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit bnsf.com/careers. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind next up. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. For Todd Mitchell and our entire crew, I'm Scott Hinton saying, see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.